At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
All right, two-thirds of the way through the NFL season, but we are much further along in your fantasy leagues. Welcome in. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. Ryan will be here later to talk some streaming defenses and also to give us an update on our Thanksgiving Day lineups. But Mike, back to buys. A couple of teams missing out on week 13, but we had a full week in week 12 and a lot happening specifically in Titletown, some stuff going down in San Francisco. But week 12, a dirty dozen for many in the National Football League.
So many crazy stories and opportunities here that we watched. Add all those injuries into the mix, as you mentioned, Titletown and San Francisco. Now we're anxiously awaiting injury reports as the week goes on, but just a crazy week that ended with an insane Monday night football game and another injury, right, as Najee Harris leaves. So we're already scrambling to try to find carries across our respective fantasy backfields. That's going to be even worse heading into week 13.
Yeah, week 13 at Panthers and Cardinals bye. I know Commanders and Eagles have a bye in week 14. Green Bay's needed a bye about 4 weeks ago. They're going to get one in week 14. But here we are in the fantasy stretch as we, if you're in leagues, awesome, because you're still listening. I know teams that are 1-11 right now probably aren't still listening to the pod. So the good thing is if you are still listening, you're doing quite well in fantasy. So kudos to continuing to make it. And if you're playing in daily fantasy leagues, even better, then you can stick with us through the entire 18 weeks of the season. It just works out nice that way. I like
it. Keep cranking along. I love it. We're into the holiday season, so the muck and the mire and the craziness is, you know, trying to keep everything wrapped up, not to get into whole giftage and everything, Dan, but just trying to make sense of some of these games, some of the coaching decisions, some of the fantasy gods. So you kind of look in the mirror and wonder where you've gone wrong in your life that led them to smite you. You know, we were talking a little bit before we started recording with our guy Ryan Bershinger about, you know, Alvin Kamara's troubles holding on to the football, something that prior to 2022 was not an issue, but for fantasy purposes kicked you in the teeth in week 12, yet it was a win for you. So I don't know who's living right.
I'll take it. Without it, I don't survive. I am on the outside. I'm still on the outside looking in on certain playoff hunts, but in that case, I needed that 49ers defense to step up. So that's just part of what happened in week 12. We'll take a look back at some of our biggest storylines, but first, let's look back at what we hit on and what we missed on, because we had a unique episode the last time out where me, you, and Bershinger did a Thanksgiving Day draft where we only drafted guys who played on Thanksgiving. Bersh has the results. He's going to give them to us in a matter of seconds here on I Want Your Flex. I gave you a reason to start a guy and a reason to bench a guy. I unfortunately told you to bench Christian Watson. However, that would have been a bad move, as he and Jordan Love connecting for the Packers, and Watson got into the end zone again. I did tell you to start Amari Cooper because I thought it was going to be the great swan song for Jacoby Brissett. It ended up being that way with the win. Cooper, though, didn't get into the end zone, did have 7 catches for 94 yards.
Nice finish after what was a struggle for much of the day. And then we could do a whole breakdown of how that game was done, mismanaged, and Super Bowls beat it. Some really bad explanations for why he did what he did as well. Trevor Lawrence had the great comeback, finishes with 321-3. Yeah, I was out on him thinking Baltimore, because I actually played the Baltimore defense, and that's where the swap was. I played them instead of San Francisco. Fortunately, it didn't bite me in that league. I lost to by a wide enough a margin in that one, so it didn't matter. But that was a tough one in terms of wrongs. Tony Pollard didn't give me the giant boost that I thought. Nick Chubb was a guy on the outside of the top five and had himself a day, again, owing back to that game between Cleveland and Tampa as well. You go on down the list. I mean, there were some good, some bad, some ugly, and I always end up getting after the ones where I have to do the self-flagellation.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I was going to say, you had Josh Jacobs in your top four. That paid off. You had Derek Carr as a hot play, 290-some yards, 3 touchdown passes. That ended up working. You praised the efforts of one Mike White, I believe, or was it Rashad White?
It would have been Rashad White.
Oh, okay, then, all right.
But, I mean, Mike White, once he was actually elevated, yeah that was the chalk. Against the Bears team that's given up.
You should have just said it was Mike White, because all I had was a White typed down. And then I realized as I was saying it, I'm like, maybe it was Rashad. But
I think we referenced Mike White. I'd have to go back and check the audio tape because, you know, as I argued with Jason Smith, my partner on the show of Fox Sports Radio each night, and certainly him being the Jets fan, it was, oh, look how great Mike White is. Like, the Bears stink. The Bears are trying to lose. The entire starting secondary was out waving at him and go on down the line. And the Bears, even with all their offensive success the last couple of weeks, you know what they did? They lost every one of those games while scoring at least 29 points. So for Mike White, it seemed obvious he'd get to a pretty nice stat line. Did I think he would end up being, what, QB 5 on the week? No. I thought you'd see more of them in the run game, but hey, you score 31 and bury the Bears. That's an old Randy Macho Man Savage thing from 1985. But yeah, Mike White, Rashad White is a guy that you love to watch run, and you're like, hey, how about some more from him? More from him. 109 total yards on the day.
You also hit on Christian Kirk as a cold sore, so that was a good call. Only four catches, 46 yards. And, so you did hit on some. If you're not going to pat yourself on the back like Barry Horowitz, I will do it for you.
Nicely done. That was really well done.
Burst streaming defenses. We're going to get to your Week 13 picks a little later on in the program. How did it fare in Week 12?
Well, once again, the bye week provided for an opportunity for people to capitalize, because I said jump on the Dolphins defense. They were coming off of a bye, and they had the Texans, and Dolphins D got me 20 points. So,
nice.
You mean Kyle Allen didn't figure it out?
Shockingly enough.
What happened to Damian Pierce, by the way? That's the larger question going on here.
Right. That's back-to-back games with single digits and rushing yards.
He's got like 8.8 points over the last 2 weeks for fantasy purposes.
The Texans actually being incredibly horrible is something that really hurt me this week, too. In the league that I needed to win the most, I had Tua, I had Jeff Wilson, and I had Tyreek Hill. All of them had great first halves, but because the Texans are so incredibly bad, they didn't need to do anything in the second half, so they just kept those totals after their first half of play, and that's also where I could have really used Alvin Kamara to not be bad as well. So
it's smart, and for those that have listened, what Burst was saying with the buys, there were obviously no buys in Week 12, but what he was saying, where there were teams coming off of buys in Week 11 that could have been available for you on the waiver wire to pick up, because nobody needed those teams in Week 11 because they weren't playing, and so it ended up cashing in Week 12. Again, two teams on bye, Panthers, Cardinals, and then you got a 16 buyer in week 14. Not buyer, 16 buyer sort of week. But, yeah, the defense is, if you are playing the Texans, my goodness, pick up the Browns.
Such
I don't know if that's
going to
be a recommendation for you or not, Burst. I don't want to steal your thunder. But, yeah, that game was – there was almost a backdoor cover too, by the way. Not close, but all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's 15 points, and you're like, wait a second here.
Yeah, depending on when you got in, that line was kind of moving a bit over the course of the week. It's kind of like trying to – the Jets-Bears game was like watching the NASDAQ.
Is it just in the tank lately?
Well, but just where over the course of a day, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Where does it close? We don't know, but like we're watching it intently because it's the price is moving every minute. And with that Simeon versus Peterman versus me coming out of the stands.
This is an interesting point since we're talking Jets. You brought up Damian Pierce. I was thinking in my mind, I'm thinking Kenneth Walker. Guys, and we're going to talk week, 12 storylines, but since we're at this point, I'll just bring it up now. You bring up those names, and you bring up Breece Hall. At one point of the season, you're saying to yourself, my goodness, like this is the way to fantasy stardom. And now you talk about the efforts that Pierce has had. Kenneth Walker, three out of his last four games, hasn't averaged more than 3 yards per carry. Thank goodness he got into the end zone for you on a couple of those opportunities. But Seahawks can't run the ball right now. Breece Hall's done for the year with a torn ACL. Like, we talk about how long this season is, but there was a point in the season, guys, where I'm like, if you had Damian Pierce, Breece Hall, and Kenneth Walker, like, you are set. You are set those sails. You are on your way to the playoffs and fantasy success. And now here we are in week 12 heading into week 13. And, I don't know what you can – obviously you can't count on Breece Hall, but I don't know if you can, count on Damian Pierce. And I don't know what you're going to get from Kenneth Walker the rest of the way.
No, and that's it. You hit the rookie wall, all those carries, injuries that we see pop up, and you're already at such a volatile position. Why are we even talking about it with San Francisco? Looking at Elijah Mitchell, who had just come back last couple of games, their leading rusher in terms of yardage, and boom, he's out 6 to 8 weeks from the latest report as we recorded the podcast, and all of a sudden you're left scrambling, right? Maybe you put in a big free agent acquisition budget bid as he was starting to get cleared, saying, all right, I'm going to get 10 to 15 touches alongside McCaffrey because they're going to want to run the ball and not overuse McCaffrey. Well, he's hurt now too. So now you start getting even deeper, looking at Jordan Mason and, you know, out of Georgia Tech and everything, who got a couple of carries on Sunday. But to your point, Dan, yeah, you thought, all right, young guys, fresh legs, and I don't have the injury history of the veterans, et cetera. But showing once again the fickle nature of things and one misstep, one extra grind out, hey, I'm going to fight for yardage, and you strain something, and away we go to where we're back to the waiver wire, and for those players trying to rehab and get back on the field.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's take a look at how this Thanksgiving Day contest went. Mike Harmon, myself, Ryan Bershinger, all drafted players from the three Thanksgiving Day games. Ryan Bershinger has the results, our executive producer. Mike, do you know the results?
I don't.
I don't either. So how did we do? Can you do lineups, third place, second place, and first place? Bersh?
Sure.
Can you do it like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Who took third?
Well, in third place, with a score of 90.64, that would be Mike Harmon.
I suck.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
What a fraud.
It was Dak didn't give you too much.
No, he
14.
Did not.
Saquon, Tony Pollard.
Yeah, there's my great running backs. Yeah. I went against my mantra anymore. I drafted the two running backs thinking, this would be great. They suck.
they combined for 20, so it wasn't horrible.
That's
Tony Pollard,
flex, man.
Yeah, exactly. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a great game, but Darius Slayton, outside of that big catch, if only he fell into the end zone on that play. TJ Hawkinson had a solid game. Devin Singletary at your flex, that gave you 8. Cowboys D only with 3.
Fail.
That's worthy.
All right.
Self-flagellation continues.
Who took second? Who took second, Bersh?
Well, in second place was me.
Oh, boy.
What a dead fire.
Oh, boy.
I scored a 101.02. Daniel Jones, I was the third person to take a quarterback. I opted for Daniel Jones over Kirk Cousins. If I chose Kirk Cousins, I probably would have won. Daniel Jones got 14.5. Dalvin Cook, Ramondre Stevenson had a solid game. Stephon Diggs, my number one overall pick, gave 17, but that didn't come till later in the game, really. CeeDee Lamb, 14. Dalton Schultz, 17. That was a big performance.
Yeah, that helped.
And Jacoby Myers was okay, 7.7. Vikings D was 6. And yes, the winner with 106.16 is Dan. So you got a win by 5 points there. Josh Allen really carried you. He finished with 29.92. Jamal Williams, 10.6. Zeke gave you 16. So
yeah,
that was a big performance.
Well, the big question I have to ask here, though, is did the waiver wire pickups help? Because we were, since I was a dope and forgot about Singletary and picked him up on waivers, did the waivers put him over?
Well, yes. Devin Singletary had an 8.5. So because of your waiver move, you got an additional, I believe, 8.3 points there. Because
okay.
I think Naeem Hines had 2 yards. So yes, of course, for you, Dan, yeah, Justin Jefferson also carried your team 24.84 because even got some passing yards in there. Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox did nothing, but, the big plays of Allen and Jefferson carried you. DeAndre Swift, your big waiver wire pickup, gave you 8.3 and the Bills D with 8.
Well, I should have kept Michael Gallup, didn't I?
Michael Gallup.
That's true. Yeah.
I should
have. Gallup did go off.
There's one of your waiver wire pickups for the week.
Yeah. That counteracts Bersh's little passive aggressive. I would have won if I would have picked Kirk Cousins. You'd be thankful, Dan. That's what we should be thankful for on Thanksgiving, because I would have won if I would have picked Kirk Cousins. So, all right. I admit, I wasn't keeping track, but I was keeping note in my mind,
right. You're watching your players going, boy, I screwed that up.
Yeah. And then I had John Ramos, because I was doing the show on Thursday, filling in for Doug Gottlieb. Every commercial break, John Ramos is like, Dawson Knox stinks today. I haven't seen him. And I'm like, crap, that's my tight end in our Thanksgiving Day contest. So, yes, but that was fun. I'm glad that we were able to cash that in.
Did you turn back to Ramos and say, yeah, the Rams suck?
No. I do not. I don't want to keep, they're so wounded. It's such a wounded animal. It's a tough mess. One.
Yeah, and then the coach gets jacked up on the sideline. So, add insult to injury and more injury.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. We just talked about running backs earlier and thinking that, Breece Hall and Damian Pierce were going to be these trendsetters, and Hall goes down in week 7, I think it is. I thought at some point the Rams would have this thing figured out. Never happened. It absolutely never happened. Now Aaron Donald's hurt.
Yeah.
So, you have a defense that, I mean, to keep Kansas City in check somewhat, to the effect of 26 points, I mean, they can only do so much, but just a complete, falling off the face of the earth, it's amazing. And absolutely, there's no one that you can play, right? I mean, Do you play Van? Yeah, I
no.
Yeah, no.
I can't at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a defense that's still what, middle of the pack, right, in terms of points allowed per game. But you look at from a personnel standpoint on the offense, I mean, have they played the same offensive line 2 weeks in a row yet?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's been shuffled like a deck of cards every week. And then you look at the quarterback position, and Bryce Perkins did his best, but you got no discernible weapons that are there for you. You had to use Tyler Higbee essentially as a lineman all game because of what's been going on. So he was kept reporting ineligible. And so I know folks were starting him in a bunch of leagues, figuring, well, backup quarterback going to get an opportunity. And then all of a sudden, there he is. He's an extra lineman for a team so depleted. So just a rough go. You mortgage your soul for that Super Bowl. And in Bears country, I would tell you I'd do it right now. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame him at all. By the way, do you like Perkins Diner? Do you like Perkins Restaurant?
I haven't been to a Perkins in a while, but yeah, no, yeah. I thought it was pretty solid.
Yeah, I think Perkins is all right. Definitely.
Yeah, my girl's generally eschew, and I just wanted to use a big word, the chain stuff if we're traveling. Like, they want to get something that's, you know, a local.
Yes.
Like, that's their big thing. So even here in Southern California, you want to go out for breakfast? Yeah, where haven't we gone of the local, you know, mom and pop hash place, as opposed to, you know, the chains that are out here? It's really an interesting concept with them.
Are there Perkins out here?
I don't think there are.
Yeah, Bruce, do you know what a Perkins is?
I don't.
Well, okay. You remember it from one big sports story, yeah, of about a decade ago.
So I just searched Perkins, and we are based in Southern California, and it appears that the closest Perkins to us is in Salt Lake City.
Well, there you go. Road trip, Dan.
Basically, it's just a diner, like a Denny's. But I think
that's
I think it's a step up from Denny's.
Oh, no, it was pretty solid. Yeah. There's no question about it. For those that want to do the other search, go ahead. Prominent athlete, foot injury, keeping him out of a tournament here in short order, I think. But yeah, I find a Perkins location near you. Search my zip code. It told me to beat it. Hey, I got nothing near you.
I searched Perkins. The first option was Perkins Rams, and then it was Perkins near me. So then I'm like, all right, let's do Perkins near me and see what we got. All right, moving off of great high-class Midwest.
Now I want food.
And Mideast diners making its way to the West Coast. The storyline for me that is just huge, and I think it's for everywhere else, but of the Aaron Rodgers injury.
Sure.
I just don't know how much it has anything affect fantasy-wise. And, I mean, am I living in a bizarro world, Mike, where if Jordan Love starts against your Bears on Sunday, that maybe there is some value because of his, you know, running ability?
I think it's huge.
Flashed, you know?
I think you just saw it with Mike White.
Sure.
Right? Like, you know, from a philosophical standpoint, Dan, I think the Packers are kind of in the same but different kind of scenario as the Jets just were, right? Because Aaron Rodgers obviously owned the Bears forever. Like, that's the running joke, 23-5 in his career. So it's one of those, hey, I'd like one more win against these guys. You know, he got the rib injury, which he thought he punctured a lung, right? That was what his quote was, the pain and the discomfort. And talk about the thumb injury. How many times did you get close-ups of him at the bottom of a pile grimacing? There he is. Look, he's in a real pain here. Like, no, it's fake anguish as five 300-pound guys are on top of him at the bottom of a pile and his hand is exposed. But, you know, that's okay. But it's the idea of him and his dominance against a, let's face it, a Bears team, which is belly up at this point. And then from a defensive standpoint, with no Justin Fields, or likely not a Justin Fields, there's not a lot of fight there. Darnell Mooney's now done for the year, etc. So Jordan Love has the opportunity maybe to come in an easier spot as a start, and you can go through some of your base and add on. Likewise, subbing Zach Wilson from Mike White, even though it would have been a nice, easy spot for Zach Wilson, and maybe you'd gotten some confidence that was lacking. I wonder how much the press conference and what the locker room felt about that, right? All the histrionics on the field that we talked about last week, our offensive linemen throwing their arms up in disgust on plays that he missed. Because one of Saleh's first quotes with Mike White was, he made the easy plays look easy. And yeah, that's the quote. I think that stuck out to me most of all. And so for Jordan Love, you have the same script here against a team where, in theory, you can have a lot of things to look easy and get yourself into a game and build that confidence.
I will not be telling you to bench Christian Watson, that is for sure. And, there's going to be opportunities for Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon and who knows what. So there now may be some fantasy gold in the green and gold in Titletown, if not for just 1 week, because they are one of those six teams that have the bye in week 14. That, again, it's such a curveball to plan for. I mean, we are talking about – there's – I'm in a league, Mike, where we have 3 weeks of playoffs, 15, 16, sure. and 17. So in the finale of the fantasy football season, there's six teams that aren't going to be playing. The NFL has to figure out something different. It annoys me. I don't know. I don't know if we talk about maybe buys more than other podcasts or other shows do, but to sit there and think like you drafted Jonathan Taylor number one, and you have to win in week 14, and you don't even have him available because he's on bye, let alone, Mike, trying to find a replacement because there are now five other teams on bye.
Right.
Just real bad planning by the NFL.
Right. Add all the injuries, and just in general. I'm just not a believer of this late in the season, because how many injuries are there? And look, I'm sure there's some people much smarter than me trying to figure this out in terms of strain, workload, all that stuff, to where just psychologically, which you can't measure, how much the psychological win it is when you're at, you know, week 7 through 10 maybe, is the sweet spot for, hey, I need a week off. Or can I get one of those great Thursday games here so we at least steal a couple of days here? Otherwise, I mean, this time in the season, I mean, in this particular case, from the playoff perspectives, you've still got Washington alive. Indianapolis, if they hadn't choked and fumbled away, go back to the Taylor fumble. And just some horrible clock management by Jeff Saturday on a whole other level, which I eviscerated him in the show with Jason Smith as it was happening. But, like, New Orleans done. Who's playing? Green Bay, okay, you've still got players and Jordan Love's going. Chicago, is Justin Fields playing? Probably not, or he shouldn't be, right? You're talking about a high draft pick. You've already seen what you need to in terms of what he can be. You've got a lot of money to spend in free agency. Put him in bubble wrap. See you next year. And then you've got the Falcons, who are hanging around. And what do you really have in terms of fantasy options on a week-to-week basis there? And just in general, right? So these maybe a bye week earlier in the year would help them. This isn't propelling anybody to some playoff greatness for regular football purposes, sure. I guess what I'm trying to say at this point, even though Washington's mighty interesting.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now, since there are two teams on bye, again, got Cardinals and Panthers in week 13, there may be other injuries. We mentioned Elijah Mitchell out 6 to 8 weeks, and you mentioned Christian McCaffrey a little dinged up as well. Michael Carter for the Jets, Travis Etienne, other popular names that may be dealing with injuries. Week 13 pickups, Mike, what names do you like out there?
Well, with week 13, it gets interesting, right? In Jacksonville, you mentioned Etienne. Jamichael Hasty was the leader, had himself a nice game, 19 or 20 fantasy points, depending on how you're scoring all flows together. So a good game. But now there's talk that Daryl Henderson, who they added, could see work, that they like the cut of his jib. All right, So I took that and I kind of messed that in. But there was a guy that couldn't find his way forward behind that makeshift offensive line, seemed to be in the doghouse with some regularity. Might suddenly torpedo anyhow. Now, ETN says, I'll be straight for next week, but that remains to be seen. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Already mentioned Jordan Mason. Why? Because San Francisco likes to run the ball, and Mitchell ain't coming back, and Jeff Wilson ain't walking through that door either, buddy.
No. I don't like that. I didn't like that trade for the 49ers at the time, and the reason being because of Mitchell's injury history. You know what? You got a bunch of bodies. Work it out. Figure it out. If everybody gets a Super Bowl ring, then that's fine. But will they get a fifth-round pick for him? I think was the deal.
Not much at all, yeah.
No. So even if – I don't know. Jeff Wilson's a heck of a runner and had been. And I know there's some hype on, Mason right now. But Still, I don't know if it was the deal the Niners should have done. Dolphins are sure happy they did it.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at the way they're rolling along with Tua Tagovailoa. I saw some graphics of better than here, fewer than this, and some of the names that Tua's in company with at this point in his career. Pretty amazing for a guy that was talking about all the low points and everything this offseason. Benny Snell, we referenced a little bit earlier. Got to keep an eye out for Najee Harris, who had just started to come on. Like, obviously, not a lot of yardage in the Monday night affair against Indianapolis, but found the end zone, and he'd rush for 90 yards back-to-back week. So I was like, all right, it looks like it. No, just a question of Jaylen Warren and his availability going forward. But Snell acquitted himself quite nicely with his 62 yards and the touchdown on the ground. We still got Isaiah Pacheco because people don't trust Kansas City's going to stick with one guy. So he's still available in a lot of leagues. Joe Mixon trending to get back, but Samaje Perine was a guy that against Tennessee, maybe folks claimed him. I know a lot of people didn't play him. But 21 touches once again for him. So that's another great week along the way. We start looking at the quarterbacks. Obviously, you're going to go to Mike White. Not a great matchup coming back in for this next week. And really down the stretch, they've got, I think, the sixth hardest schedule left in the NFL.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe they're better than we thought because of the simple fact of, maybe Garrett Wilson is that guy. You know, maybe it doesn't matter. You know, I don't want to put it all on the, you know, just the Bears being bad.
No, but, sure.
You know, and by the way, Minnesota doesn't, you know.
They're not shut down. You can move the ball on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, one of the guys that I wrote down on my list with a big question mark, and I open it up to you, Dan, is Elijah Moore, right? He scored the touchdown, wide open, fine. But you saw how his teammates responded. You saw all that, and that matters, right? That also is a giant middle finger that they all, they might instead of dotting the I in the script, Ohio, they might as well have all lined up and choreographed a middle finger in his general direction with that celebration. Not to mention Salah's, he made the easy look easy. Even though he said, you know, later on, hey, the plan is for him to get back. No, he's never seeing the field again if they can help it.
Sure.
Along the way, you'll see Joe Flacco, something that, you know, we discussed and everybody's discussed ad nauseum at this point. But you mentioned Wilson with his huge game. Michael Gallup, we talked about for the Thanksgiving contest. A guy whose target count is really high these last couple of weeks. Obviously, it bears watching with Odell Beckham Jr. and what he decides coming out of all his meetings and whatever the hell happened at that airport, which I'm still trying to figure that out, what's real, what's imagined. It's not good, whatever it is.
No, whatever it is. I don't think it plays any role into where he goes, though.
No, I just mean in terms of any of the teams looking around going, the hell is this? I feel bad for all the people that were on that plane because they got screwed out of hours of their lives and maybe connecting flights along the way. So you got that flowing for you too. And then if you go a little bit deeper, because we don't talk tight ends a lot on the podcast because a lot of leagues have kind of mixed them and into flex positions along the way. But Jelani Woods had 8 receptions for 98 yards in the game against Pittsburgh for Indy. Hot route. Remember Mo Alie-Cox, generally a red zone guy. So some opportunities there. Hunter Henry, who everybody hated, and the use in New England, should have had 2 touchdowns on Thanksgiving. I still say he got screwed on that play. But that's just me. The hands under the ball. But whatever. They ruled it not, and New England falls. But finally, some targets for him. And then nobody likes Cleveland outside of Nick Chubb. So David and Amari Cooper. So David Njoku, a guy you look at, and obviously Deshaun Watson goes without saying now that he's been cleared, assuming he's still available in your league.
I also wrote down whoever plays tight end for the Ravens.
No, that's good.
Because if it's Mark Andrews, if it's Isaiah Likely, if it's Josh Oliver, who had a big game, I mean, yeah.
3 drop touchdown passes by players, including Mark Andrews in that game. I can understand why Lamar Jackson was salty and went off and responded on Twitter as he did. It's too bad you got Arizona. So it goes back to the theory of, hey, whoever plays Arizona, that's the tight end position going forward. Unfortunately, they're on bye this week, so you don't get to do a plug in there, but keep that in mind as you get towards the playoffs, folks.
Quickly, because we talked a lot about the Jets, what about their backfield? Do you like Bam Knight, Zonovan Knight that's out there, 14 carries,
yeah,
three receptions?
Look, I'll take touches. And right now they play with confidence. I mean, that's the identity, right? They want to play bully ball just like San Francisco usually does, like in their best of forms, which is, you're not seeing it this year, is Baltimore, right? Too much on Lamar Jackson, who's already been banged up for forever, yet he's still got to shoulder the load in the run game. But that's always been the identity. And I think for the Jets, that's what Robert Saleh wants. So next man up. So and you get a guy named Zonovan in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on. That's great.
I also threw out there Isaiah McKenzie.
Sure.
There was a lot of hype about him in Buffalo coming off the big game against the Lions. Now may be the time where he is sought after by other squads, but I'll just say this. Buffalo seemed to hit a little bit of a, you know, there's a little bit of a, I don't know, speed bump maybe with the offense, but they still were able to do stuff with the Lions, and Josh Allen seemed to feel comfortable. So maybe that was Isaiah McKenzie's breakout time, and you can ride him, you know, if you needed in a deeper league, three wide receiver, you know, WR3, wherever you are, but maybe even on a daily fantasy play could be an option for you.
Yeah, I think everybody would love to see. I mean, as much as it's part of his game, for Josh Allen to not maybe embrace getting hit so much.
Sure. I still need him to run and score touchdowns.
No, no, no. You need him to run and score touchdowns. You just in the open field, you know, you can live to see another day. That extra 2 yards is the point two ain't helping my fantasy squad if you're then up and wincing or laying on the ground like you're Peter Griffin after you scrape your knee. In other words, the 45 seconds of filler content that Seth MacFarlane and company get to do. But that's one thing going back to Singletary and all the stuff from the Thanksgiving contest. Down the stretch, man, there's got to be someone that can help shoulder the load. Where are you, James Cook?
Yeah.
Where absolutely are you? I need you now.
Where's Ryan Bershinger? Oh, he's right here with
his, Bersh!
Advice on the streaming defenses to pick up in week 13.
Well, Dan, as you mentioned earlier, yes, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Texans this week. They did just play the Buccaneers, so maybe people got discouraged and dropped them, so there's a possibility there. The Seahawks are playing the Rams this week. Target a defense that is playing the Rams for the rest of the season, which, if we're looking ahead to the playoffs, the Packers, who are on bye week 14, get the Rams week 15.
Oh, interesting. So,
they're no good either, though.
Yeah.
that's okay. because
the Rams are worse.
Really, yeah. And also, yes, the Ravens defense, they fell apart a little bit against the Jaguars late in that game, but they've got the Broncos this week. So do not be discouraged by the Ravens defense. Be encouraged by the Broncos offense.
Either of you want to comment on people now coming off the field and yelling at Russell Wilson?
I'll just say this is obviously, as a Seahawks fan, Seahawks have issues, no doubt, but the losing of the Broncos really makes everything awesome for that draft pick. And so I did the little look-see ahead and completely blanked that they haven't played the Chiefs yet. They've got Baltimore, as we just said, in week 13. They also have to play the Chargers again. Those are four losses. So this may max out at a 5-win team. Absolutely amazing.
Well,
I think that's best case scenario right now.
No, and that's just it, right? I was seeing the reports flowing down, not to belabor the point too much, of the they may fire. It's like, okay, we said that in week 4. Like, where's the, hey, they're done? Because folks are calling for Hackett to be fired now. It's like, what's the point?
Sure. You know what? This is, I'll wrap up with, because we're going to wrap this. Here's my thoughts as we leave this. Sometimes, like, there are predictions. Mike, there are people that were calling for Nathaniel Hackett's job after week 1.
Sure.
Okay. And just because he gets fired or will get fired at the end of the season doesn't mean that they were right in week one.
No, that's what, it, right?
It annoys me so much. It actually is funny because I thought the Ohio State-Michigan game was going to play out a completely different way. And I said, if Michigan wins, it'll be because the game is going to play out this way. And everybody who said all that stuff, you know, over weeks or whatever, they're going to be proven right because Michigan won, but it's not because of how the game played out.
No, not and at it, all. Right.
Well, that's what I thought. Until the game actually played out exactly how everybody was saying over the last 3 weeks. And it was so annoying, but it wasn't the reason. The reason it played out wasn't the reason that people were saying the reasons that it was. I know I'm getting so confused here, but it's just because the outcome ends up being what it is doesn't mean it was, you know, there was the correct things were going on. So just because he thought Nathaniel Hackett was going to be fired after week one or should be fired and he loses his job, it maybe gave you a window into how things were wrong or not going well.
Sure.
But there's no way that somebody should have been canned after
no,
that week.
Well, the twists and turns and whatever else. I mean, go back to look at Tennessee. They started 0-2. Buffalo and the Giants. Giants are probably not going to be able to ride the rails all the way to the finish line because of the offensive deficiencies. But... Yeah. You know, right now they would be in the playoffs, mm-hmm. as would all the NFC East teams, which means we're really in a topsy-turvy world here in 2022. But just that point, like, I can't wait to see who Russell Wilson gets to pick as his coach, I guess, is the next piece to the puzzle.
And you are 100% correct, because he has to.
Right? I mean, they're into him for $200 million.
Yes.
So it's not, hey, you two are forced together. It's Russ. How do we make this work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You're so while I'm not expecting some miraculous recovery in 2023 by any stretch, but I'll be curious to see what those names are when we get down to the off season.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So anything else you want to add? And hopefully week 13 is lucky for everybody.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that, you know, healthy lineups for one, man. But certainly as we look ahead here for Thursday night and we get the Bills in New England, I was checking the weather forecast, given everything from last year, Dan. Looks like it's going to be in the mid-30s at kickoff. Winds anywhere from 8 to 15 miles per hour.
Hmm.
So a little bit of bluster there, but two of the best defenses in the game. So from an expectation standpoint, we talked about a lot of the particulars on both sides of those squads. Ramondre Stevenson showing up because of the Thanksgiving and everything else is that I think points will be at a premium. So this will be an interesting lineup call if you're maybe sitting with a good backup quarterback or something. If maybe you're not trusting Josh Allen's going to be able to wing it around quite so freely.
Well, it seems to be the Ramondre Stevenson show in New England. Damian Harris's injury seems to be a week-to-week one from what we heard. So, you know, keep tabs on that. But hopefully we get some good Thursday night football on Amazon as they play in Foxborough. And if it's a field goal fest, you know, like that wind that wasn't even a field goal fest because it was
weird.
The wind was so crazy. Then so be it. But we'll see how it plays out. I like the Bills to break out. I think
given
I think
five,
Bills,
it's a 43.5 point total that's been put up. So
I'll take the Bills and I'll probably regret it. So all right, Burst, you got anything? You good?
All good.
All good. All right. So we will talk to you. New episode launching late Thursday, early Friday to get you set with all your pickups for week 13. And again, if you're on the cusp of playoffs and you're trying to maybe, you know, have a shot, hey, go for it. You know, make a trade. If your team's got a trade deadline, ours in one of my leagues is this week, you know, why not go for it? Why not just give it a shot? Go out there, have fun. It's why you've invested the first 12 weeks of your life into this season. Why not keep it going for another? So, for Mike Harmon and Ryan Bershinger, I'm Dan Beyer. This has been I Want Your Flex. Talk to you next time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.